It is a good day to be here today. I'm so glad you're all here and all these kids in here. If you're a kid in here, why don't you come on up here? Let's talk for just a few minutes. You can go ahead and come up. You're stuck with me today. Maya got married yesterday. Yeah. So Pastor Maya is on her honeymoon. Yeah, she is not here. So you are stuck with me today. We're going to talk a little bit here as we get going. How many of you had an awesome Thanksgiving meal today? How many of you had that? You like, not today, this week, Thursday. I had one yesterday again, but that's what we're going to be talking about as we get a musical interlude. What's your favorite thing for Thanksgiving? Like what, when you see it all out in front of you, what is the thing that's like, that's what I want? Yeah. Pie. You're my kind of guy right there. Pie. What about you? Favorite.
My seeing my family, obviously.
Your grandma's heart just melted right there. Seeing my family. What's your favorite part?
Turkey.
Yeah. My son ate like half a 19-pound turkey for Thanksgiving. What's up?
Seeing my family or dessert.
Seeing your family or dessert. You could go either way. All right. I'm good. Yep. You like the cornbread? All right. You like grandma's turkey? Specifically grandma's, not anybody's, grandma's. Awesome, yep. You love seeing your family too? That's awesome.
I like my mom's banana bread.
Your mom's banana bread?
My mom's homemade
banana bread. Yeah, that sounds good. My favorite thing, I like the meat, right? Like I like the turkey or, you know, where it is. And I don't, how many of you, do you like, anybody else besides me, you don't like your food touching? Like, I don't like my food to touch, except for Thanksgiving is nice because it's all gravy compatible, you know, so like the gravy can touch it all and it all works together and I love it. How many of you have eaten Thanksgiving leftovers at least once since Thanksgiving, right? Like I love, like my wife makes a way bigger turkey than we need because we love leftovers. Like we love turkey pot pies and turkey. The green bean casserole makes one of the greatest leftovers of all the leftovers. I love it. Anybody else? Anybody green bean casserole? Come on. Yeah. All right. I don't particularly love mashed potato leftovers, right? Like they just don't heat up as good. I don't know. The second time, some things are as good the second time, some things aren't. But here's the thing. Like, is it better as leftovers or is it better the first time? First time? There's a few things that I think might make a better leftover than it is the first time. Lasagna might be better the second time. You know, like it just might happen. But most things are better the first time, right? The first time it's fresh. Yeah, yeah. Fresh and warm. It's not microwaved. It's all coming out of the stuff at one time. How many of you had a meal where they forgot to make one of the things? Anybody? Yeah, some of you are like, yeah, don't raise your hand too high. Mom might see. No. It's such an important thing for us, right? We love these big meals. Leftovers are, I love leftovers. I do. It's a good thing. But some things, leftovers aren't. How many of you have ever heard God tell you to do something or you've done something you know God wanted you to do? What'd you do or what'd you hear God say?
Once I just heard God say, like, it's, like, really hard to hear. Sometimes I've heard him say, like, maybe, like, you shouldn't do sometimes what, because Satan in my head a lot.
Sure.
He's telling me not.
So God is saying not to do the bad stuff, right? Yeah, I got you, buddy. What else? What else? How many of you have heard God say something into you or you heard something from the Bible and you were able to apply it to life? What did you do? How did you do that with God? Anybody? You looked like you were ready to say something. No? It's not important. Yeah. Listen, so here's the thing, right? In our lives, leftovers are good. And like when God talks to us, how many of you have gone to camp? How many of you have gone to camp and you had something that Jesus did in your life there at camp, right? Like how many of you had that, right? Or how many of you like in kids' church or with your mom and dad praying things, you gave your life to Jesus and you had those cool things happen in your life, right? Those are awesome things in our life to remember, right? To look back on and know, like we heard God, we experienced those good things. But God doesn't want our faith in him and our relationship with him to be things that used to happen, right? Things that happened in the past. We look back on those things and they help us remember what God has done, but he wants to talk to you again today, right? And he wants to lead you again today. And he wants to grow in you today. And he wants you to keep listening for him to not do the bad things today and to do the good things today and to live for him, to give your heart to him every day, right? And so we're going to be talking about that more as we keep going. But I just wanted to start with this part with you guys, all right? You feeling good? You feeling good? Are you ready for John's game? You ready for John's game? All right. Go back. Yeah, John is your dad. I get it. I don't call him dad. He's your dad, not mine. All right. Go back to your seats real quick, and John's going to come up here and get us going in the game.
That was a lot of excitement. Kind of like the excitement in the announcements
Connor
when I talked about
excited.
Northwoods Pond
yep.
Hockey Championship. So. All right. So, Billy, where are you at? Billy, I need your help. Come on, Billy. This is a game that we can all play today. Okay, it was very strategic. Yeah, give it up for Billy. Come on. Thanks, Billy. All right. So, if you can stand up, you can play this game, okay? If you can come on down, we're going to actually give each of you a ping pong ball. I think I've got enough. If not, I'll run out to my office and grab more, okay? You're going to write your name on the ping pong ball. And then we are going to do a version of Chuck a Puck, but not a puck because that would do damage. So we're going to do a ping pong ball, okay? So you can stand up. Yep, you guys are getting it right now. We're going to stand up. You can come on down. If you can't get up here, maybe somebody will be kind enough to do that for you. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy, 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 easy. Settle down. Billy's got the ping pong balls. You're going to write your name on the ping pong ball. A lot of you are looking at me like, I can't do this. And you can. I believe in you. I believe you can do it. Yeah, adults too. This is for everybody. This is for everybody. Everybody gets to play. I may not have clarified that, but everybody gets to play. We'll put a little upbeat music in the background while you guys put your name on there. This could be a while. Maybe I got to go get a few more, huh, Billy? How are we doing? We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Okay, we'll take turns on the markers. Don't walk away with the markers. Okay, write your name on the marker. Yes. Again, we don't do this every Sunday, just for those of you that are wondering, okay? Some of you are like, I will never do that. I will never do that. This isn't every Sunday. If you come back next Sunday, we won't force you to come up and write your name on a ping pong ball. I promise, okay? But the rest of you that are participating, oh, I should add, if you win this challenge, there are a couple of gift cards to be had. One is a $15 Starbucks gift card. Okay, maybe that, yeah, that might be enticing some of you, okay? Or a $15 gift card to Taco Bell. Your name, really, this is Jason Reed, you're playing up there in the window. I like that. You can actually be at your seat, okay? Once you get your name on there, you should move out to the side, okay? There's this busy here. You guys don't want to play? Nobody wants to play? All right, once you have a ball that you wrote your name on, you can come out to the edge. We'll probably not have you on the stage. Not on the stage. Go on the edge. No, not sit. They're going to go around the edge. Yeah. Yeah, we do. Are we? Oh, right there. Ping pong balls right there. You still got time. You still got time. I promise this won't hurt. All you got to do is take the ball from the edge and throw it towards the center where the circle is. And if you are the closest, you win a gift card. Okay? Got it. All right, they got it. All right, we're doing good. You're doing real good, real nice. Did you write your name on the ball? Okay, write your name on there. Okay, write your name. You hang on to the ball. Leave the markers. Okay? We'll give you 30 more seconds. You can kind of fill in too. If the wall gets crowded, you can even fill in like just imaginary line it. Right? We got imaginary line it like around here. You can imaginary line it. This is about equal, right? About equal distance. Yeah, you could be like right here. This is about equal, right? From the wall, maybe a little bit back. Yeah, you still got time. You still got time. You got to hurry. So you line up, make a line. Anybody seen Chuck a Puck at a hockey game? This is like Chuck a Puck, but we're chucking a ping pong because it's safer, okay? The goal is to throw your ping pong ball and be the one that gets it closest to the middle. Okay, we got it? Yep, there's a marker. We're getting there. We're getting there slowly. I feel like we're making progress. Okay. You can line up. See where they're lining up? You get an imaginary circle. Dave, Amy, you guys can even come in a little bit because that's going to be a long toss. Okay? You can fill in a nice semi-circle. Okay, good. You can't throw from there. That's cheating. You got to be out there and roughly about the, I think this looks good. We got a good line going. Okay. So, are we ready, Billy? Are we ready? Okay. We're going to count it down. We're all going to throw at the same time. I'm going to get out of the way. Billy, let's get out of the way. Okay. Are we ready? All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chuck a ping pong ball. Okay. Okay. Billy, you're gonna tell which one's the closest. Oh, we got two. The closest to the very center. You got to pick the closest one to the center. All right, cease fire. Oh, wait, we got one more. Okay, that one's not in. Oh, they're missing the mark. All right, Billy, I think it's safe. Yep, grab that one. What name is it, Billy? Adam. Where's Adam at? All right, Adam, you can choose. You either can have the Starbucks. Who's, are you both Adam? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We got two Adams. Who do you think it was? Was it yours? He's like, it was mine for sure. He's like, I for sure threw it closer. All right, which one do you want? Okay, there you go, Taco Bell. We're going to do one more round, but here's the fun twist of the game. You just grab a ping pong ball that's closest to you, and then you got to go find that person and give it back to them, starting now, okay? And this could be hard. You got to, like, make some noise. Say, Adam! Adam, where are you at? Adam! Man, I'm really pushing people's comfort zones today, huh? Hey, don't throw their ball over here. That's not very nice. Here's one here. Okay, find a ball, and then give it back to the person. Yeah, that's Benny, that's you. All right. The no name is probably not anybody's ball then. You can throw the, oh, it's not? Okay, go find. Ben, Brittany. All right, you got to find the person. You got your own? All right, well, then you are already done. Once you get your ball, your ping pong ball back, you go and get on the line again because now we're going for a Starbucks gift card. Okay? This is good. Say hi to somebody. Say, hey, my name is so-and-so. It's nice to meet you. Here's your ping pong ball back. Matt, who are you looking for? Matt, you looking for somebody? All right. You can play this round now that you saw what happened. You can play. We still got more over here. Okay, here we go. How are we doing? Are we finding who it needs to go back to? Zeph, who are you looking for? Tim R. Right there. Tim's in the polo shirt. Mike Howe, he's got it. All right. This is good. This is part of the puzzle. Who are you looking for? Shelly Mattson. Where are you at, Shelly? Shelly Mattson. She's right there. Sharon Olin. She's right there. Right over there. See? Next to Mike. Right about halfway back. Halfway back. Raise your hand, Sharon. She's coming back to you. Right here. She's coming back. Who are you looking for? Caden McNamara. Where are you at? Caden, paging Caden, where's he at? He might have left. We'll leave it right here. Caden, your ping pong ball is right here. Okay, find yours. Cody Mann, right there. That's Cody Mann. See, now you know him. Say, hey, Cody. Who's this? Kyrie? Okay, Kyrie, right here, Kyrie. That's Mel. Mel, nice to meet you. See, this is how we get to know everybody. Chuck, is that Chuck Millard? Is he here? Chuck Millard? Oh, Chuck right there. Okay, there we go. I should have said put your last name. Henry, right over there. Henry, that Henry? Try Henry Hirschbeck. Maybe. Is that Henry? No? Is there another Henry? Oh, you probably put Henry. Right there. Henry, we got it. All right, Melody, did you ever find yours? It might be hiding under a chair somewhere. There it is. Andrew. Oh, there he is right there, Andrew Downing. All right, look at, see, don't you feel like you know everybody now? Like in this short little game, you got to know somebody you didn't know. That's the magic. Smile, it's good. All right, are we ready? Caden, there's yours. All right, remember, Starbucks gift card is on the line. Everybody's got it? Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chuck a ping pong ball. Chuck. Careful, Billy. They're still chucking. That's why we pick ping pong balls. Oh, wait. Wait till they're all in there. I think that's it. Is that it? Oh, wait, where did that one just come from? That was a good bump. Okay, who is it? Who do we got, Billy? Josh Koscheck! You just won yourself a $15 gift card to Starbucks. All right, if you can help me grab a ball and put it in the bin, that would be great. We're going to use that up in the youth building for ping pong. So those are all going to be usable ping pong balls. Thank you. Thank you for participating. If you have a marker, you can put the marker in this box. If you have a ping pong ball, you can throw it up here nicely to Billy. I think that's it. You're up.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for playing with us. We love doing these things on family service. We are of the firm belief that fun can be spiritual, and it's a good thing. How many of you saw somebody or interacted with somebody you've never interacted with because you had to go find them on a ping pong ball, right? Like, it's a good thing. Those are fun things. I do try and tell people every now and then, it might be good for you to like stand up and move to a different section sometimes, because there's like half the church you've never seen before, you know, because you're just used to sitting in your section all the time. And those are good things. But no, it's such a good thing. We're going to keep talking about this idea of leftovers today. It is such an important thing for us to have these markers in our lives. Like I remember some times in my life clearly where I heard God say things to me. I could take you to the spot at Glacier Bible Camp in Hungry Horse, Montana, where I gave my life to Jesus. I could take you to that spot where God spoke to me, started the process of healing all of the pain and the hurt in my life, and I gave my life to Jesus. I could take you to that spot in that sanctuary and show you exactly where it is. Like there are different times in my life where I've heard him, and it's awesome. Those are such good things to look back on, but our faith was never meant to be sustained by the past, right? Like we look back to what God has done sometimes when we're feeling maybe out of sorts in the present, sometimes when we're not sure. Like how many, I mean, let's be honest. Can I just ask for a really honest and raw moment for a second? How many of you have ever felt like, where is God in this situation? Right? Like how many of you have ever felt that way? Right? Like I have felt that way. Like I don't see God in what's happening in my life right now. And so being able to look back on other things that he said and done in my life in those moments is such an important thing. But my faith wasn't meant to be lived from the past. My faith wasn't meant to be sustained by things God has done for me. He wants me to grow today. He wants me to encounter him today and to continue seeking after him. We're going to turn to several places in scripture today. I'd like you to turn to Exodus chapter 16. That's where we're going to start. Exodus chapter 16. It's the second book of the Bible. If you're listed in alphabetical order, that's going to be harder for you. Just look for E. But if you have one that's normal, Genesis, Exodus, right? Exodus 16. And so what has happened is God has led his people out of captivity, right? They were slaves. They've been led out of captivity. Now they did stupid stuff and they're stuck in the desert, right? How many of you know enough about the desert that it would be really hard to feed 10 million people off of what it provides? Right? Like, as a whole, like, you've got a group of millions of people that are all traveling together, and the desert has to sustain them. That's optimal, right? Like, that's what you're looking for in an ecosystem, to sustain millions of people. Like, the desert is maybe the worst place you could be to do that. Maybe the only thing worse would be Antarctica, right? Like there's just no hope for it. And God sees this. And so in Exodus chapter 16, we pick up this story in 1, and it says, "The whole community of Israel set out from Elim and journeyed into the wilderness of Sin between Elim and Mount Sinai. They arrived there on the 15th day of the second month, 1 month after leaving the land of Egypt. There too, the whole community of Israel complained about Moses and Aaron." Moses and Aaron are the people who came and through the power of God and all of the miracles that God did in the Exodus, led them out of Egypt. And then God used them, you know, as they're going, as they're moving through this land, they go through the Red Sea, all of this stuff. God is using them, and they immediately begin to complain because things aren't going their way. Does that sound at all familiar to you? Right? Like, the second things don't go your way, you start complaining about whoever's in charge of whatever. Right? Like, I mean, it's hilarious as a Vikings fan right now. I'm a Vikings fan, and there might not be a more hated man in Minnesota than Kwesi, right? Like it's just, how could he possibly draft this way? Here we, like, it's just so funny. Last year when we were, you know, unexpectedly 14-3, no one was complaining. And this year it's like, oh, he's the worst GM ever. It's there. It's just fun. It happened. And I bring up football not because football is spiritual, but because it's just, it's every phase of our life. Right? Like, the second things start to go sideways, we just start complaining about whoever's in charge. It's human nature. We just do this kind of stuff all of the time, right? Here's their wish, right? Verse 3, get this. This is, they're so frustrated with being in the desert after seeing God do the most maybe miraculous things recorded in scripture, like in a row, right? Here's where they are. They're 1 month out, right? Did you get that? 1 month after seeing the 10 plagues, after walking through the Red Sea on dry ground, after they're 1 month removed. If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt. They moaned. There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. They were slaves. But now you have brought us into this wilderness to starve us all to death. Then the Lord said to Moses, look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day, the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they will gather food, and when they prepare it, there will be twice as much as usual. Why did they get twice as much on the sixth day? Because the seventh day is the Sabbath, and they're not supposed to do any work. Right? Verse 13, that evening, vast numbers of quail flew in and covered the camp. And the next morning, in the area around the camp was wet with dew. When the dew evaporated, a flaky substance as fine as frost blanketed the ground. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, it is the food the Lord has given you to eat. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your house. So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot. Some only gathered a little, right? That's human nature as well, right? Like, so some people, God provides all of this quail and he provides manna on the ground. And he's like, this is how much you should take. 2 quarts for each person. That's pretty specific, right? I would like God to speak to me that specifically a lot of times.